Counter-Terrorism Command, says Christopher Berry, who's 32 and from Oxfordshire, and 29-year-old Christopher Cash from East London have been charged under the Official Secrets Act. They were arrested in March last year. Mr. Cash worked in Parliament for the China Research Group and has links with senior Conservative MPs. Both men are accused of sharing information which might be useful to an enemy of the UK. They're due in court on Friday.
Rishi Sunak has acknowledged he'll miss his self-imposed spring target for getting the Rwanda scheme off the ground. The Prime Minister says MPs and peers will sit through the night if necessary to get the bill passed. The head of the Israeli military intelligence has quit. Major General Aaron Haliva says he shares the blame for failing to predict the Hamas attacks on October the 7th. The government's announced a clampdown on stalking in England and Wales. It'll now be easier for officers to impose protection orders, which mean offenders can face jail time if they contact or approach their victims. Rhiannon Brown from Carnarvon was a victim of stalking and says her case shows why tougher measures are needed.
If a stalking protection order had been available and put in place, then everything that followed, which was months more of horrific stalking and then culminating in me being held at gunpoint, all of that could have been avoided.
Train drivers at 16 rail companies are going to stage fresh strikes in their long-running pay dispute. Members of the ASLEF union will walk out on the 7th, 8th and 9th of May. And Victoria Beckham says she's never felt as loved as she did during her 50th birthday celebrations. She was reunited with her Spice Girls bandmates during a party in London over the weekend. Tom Cruise, Ava Longoria and Gordon Ramsay were also there. That's the latest. I'm Connor Sefton.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Thanks very much indeed, Connor. Well, it's still a bit iffy and far from spring-like at a mere 10 degrees with showery outbreaks and just a few glimpses of the sun. Well, we got one at the moment, but who knows that how long that'll last. It should dry, stay dry, but overcast overnight, with the thermometer dipping to a mere 5 degrees. And we can expect more outbreaks of light rain tomorrow with the high, if you can call it that, of a mere 10 degrees. Looking further ahead, we can expect more showers or longer periods of rain on Wednesday, Thursday and Friday with little change in temperature. So much for spring, eh?
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Britain's award-winning Scott Ross.
Much more music.
You're better off when your radio's on.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
Family. Here we go. Calling all hearts.
Cassidy there calling all hearts, and it's Scott Ross here with you for another hour until 3 o'clock. In a few minutes we have news of a woman who seemingly wheeled a deaf man to a bank to withdraw money they'd agreed a loan for. Dead money perhaps, but first off it's music from Knox.
Vodka soda and baggy jeans, using none of that art degree. She's the type to just look at me, then write me off in a moment. We're in a city full of strangers, but I got faith in 20 bucks in my pocket. So I said, DJ, can you play her? That one song that talks about chocolate. Then she said, I like your confidence, but you're not the 1975. Show her teeth. No, she's not losing a lick of sleep. When she writes me off, breaks me down to my lowest. We're in a city full of strangers, but it feels like something's up in the air tonight. So I said, DJ, can you play her? That one song that talks about Caroline. Then she said,
but you're not.
Yeah, Knox there and not the 1975. Now, a couple of weeks ago, our old friend Julia May released a new single, Everywhere I Go, and the song was written by Brentwood songwriters Graham Harris and Michael Harrington. And although originally written for another Essex-based community radio station, we're still happy to play it here on Phoenix FM. And you can get more details from the Facebook pages for Julia May and the May's Band. And by the way, the London Marathon, which of course happened yesterday, Julia May and the Marathon Band, they, because of that, they've been busy promoting their 2022 single, The Marathon Song. But we're not going to play that. We're going to play the new single, Everywhere I Go, which I have to say is, I think, one of the best songs they've ever recorded.
See your face. every place. Everywhere I go, it's you I cannot find, but you I want to know. I wonder how you're feeling now, and I wonder where you are. That face in every place, the elusive like that star, it's you.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
98 FM.
Join me, Andy Gardner, on Phoenix 98 FM for Under the Radar every Monday at 6 to 8pm. I'll be playing the week's new independent and alternative releases from across the globe. My album of the week, interviews, news, and live sessions from local artists. That's Under the Radar every Monday at 6 here on Phoenix 98 FM.
Is your child struggling to achieve their best in English or maths? At Guided Learning, we want to support your child to be more confident in their learning. If their school says that they're below expectations or not being challenged enough, then face-to-face sessions with our fully qualified teachers can help. Google us at Guided Learning Brentwood to see how we can help your child achieve their best.
Want to get the home improvements you've always dreamed of without breaking the bank? Thanks to SEHBAC, you can now transform your home for less. We're offering up to 40% off our extensive range of high-quality windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Plus, 2 years interest-free finance available. Get the inspiration you need and breathe new life into your home at a price you can afford by visiting your nearest SEHBAC showroom or SEHBAC.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Could you give the precious gift of time? Our St. Francis Hospice charity shops urgently need more volunteers. By volunteering at our shops, you'll be helping us to make a real difference to local people that need our experienced care. You'll also gain new skills and make new friends along the way. Apply to volunteer in our shops today. Go to sfh.org.uk/volunteer.
Remember this golden classic.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
Scott Ross.
Playing the hits of yesteryear just for you.
Thank you.
Steps there are the slightest touch, and perhaps they need the slightest touch. And the story, now we've heard similar stories from Ireland and the USA, but now Erika de Souza Vieira is being questioned by police in Rio de Janeiro after she wheeled 68-year-old Paulo Roberto Braga into a bank to sign for a $3,000 loan, which had already been approved by the bank. Unfortunately, he was in no fit state to sign the papers, and it has since been established that he'd been dead for about 2 hours. In spite of this, Erica pushed a pen into the man's hand, saying, "Uncle, are you listening? You need to sign. If you don't sign, there's no way. I can't sign it for you. It has to be you. What I can do, I do. Sign it so you don't give me any more headaches having to go to the registry office. I can't take it anymore." When there was no reaction, she said, "He doesn't say anything. That's just how he is," adding, "If you're not okay, I'm going to have to take you to the hospital." At around this point, one of the assistants said, "I don't think he's feeling too well," an opinion which a second assistant readily agreed with. In consequence, they called an ambulance, and when the paramedics arrived, they concluded that indeed the man had already been dead for a couple of hours. Wow! Yeah, well, there you go. Anyway, the cause of the man's death is unknown, and the police are also trying to establish for sure that the woman was in fact even related to the dead man. An officer in charge of the investigation stated it was clear that the man must have been dead for at least 2 hours before he was wheeled into the bank, and that this must have been clear to the woman, who has yet to be charged with any offence. In spite of the forensic determination, the woman's lawyer persisted in arguing that the man was indeed alive when he arrived at the bank, and his client was shaken and traumatized by the incident. Anyway, just for him, it's a dead man walking. This is Jeremy Camp.
Freedom was something I never found. Trying to find 6 feet on the ground, under the weight of all of my sin, fighting the fight that I couldn't win. Then you rescued me, and now I can breathe. I was a dead man walking until I was a man walking with you. I was a blind man falling until I found the light. You're calling me to pull me out of the darkness and pull me out of the lies, putting the beat in my heart again. I was a dead man walking until you loved this dead man walking back to life.
I look for the words but cannot explain. My chains to all that I was, now I'm not a slave. And you rescued me, and now I can breathe. I was a dead man walking until I was a man walking with you. I was a blind man falling until I found the light. You're calling. I've seen the wonders of your heart, and I do not deserve a thing, but that's just who you are.
I was a dead man walking until I was a man. I was a blind man falling until I found the light.
Phoenix FM travel news.
Well, M11, London bound, one lane is closed due to a breakdown. That's between Junction 9 for the A11 and Junction 8, the A120, and the slow traffic on approach, so just keep an eye out for that one. And the A132 is partially blocked between Rumwell Road and Church End Lane. In Leon C, eastward, Berry Lane is blocked by an accident involving two vehicles, and the road is blocked between Snakes Lane and Western Approaches for Lynn Forge Centre. And Chelmsford, not a good place to be this afternoon. There's slow-moving traffic on Van Diemen's Road, the A1114, between Lady Lane and the Army and Navy roundabout, and also on Victoria Road between Springfield Road and New Street. And slow-moving traffic also on on Springfield Road between Victoria Road and Highbridge Road. Of course, we still have the 40-mile-an-hour speed restriction and lane closures in force on the A12 between junctions 13 and 16 between Ingatestone and Gallywood for resurfacing. And close to Billericay, temporary traffic signals are in operation on the A129 London Road at the junction with Rushdean Road, and road closures are also affecting Norsey Road until the 17th of May. Looking at public transport right now, if you are going to be using the Greater Anglia service, just note that the lifts are not working between platforms 3 and 4 at Shenfield Station. And if you're actually heading London bound, minor delays affecting the Piccadilly line and also the Metropolitan line. Other than that, everything looks reasonably okay, although, of course, remember that the Kentish Town Underground station is going to remain closed until late summer while they replace the escalators, but the Thames Link station will be remaining open. And of course, Joe will have a further update for you at around about 25 past three, about at 2:30 and 15 seconds. You're fully up to speed. Now, this is a new song. I was going to try and play it earlier on, but I couldn't because the computer wouldn't recognise it, but I've done something to it, and it's now, I think, going to play. It's a new song being released this week by somebody called Cats 00, and this is Au Sail La. Enjoy. Brand new music there from Cats 00, and that's Old Sailor. I think that song has actually been released sometime this week, but there you go. Just a quick reminder, you're listening to me, Scott Ross, with a Monday's edition of the 1-2-3 show here on Phoenix FM, and Phoenix FM broadcasts 24 hours a day in stereo on 98 megahertz to around 160,000 residents, Brentwood, Billericay, and the surrounding area, and of course to the world online at phoenixfm.com.
Phoenix FM.
It's love time.
98 FM.
Our lips shouldn't touch.
Move over, darling.
I like it too much.
Move over, darling.
That gleam in your eyes is no big surprise anymore. 'Cause you fooled me before. I'm all in a spin.
Move over, darling.
About to give in. Somehow, 'cause I want you right now. The way you sigh has me waving my conscience bye-bye. You can call me a fickle thing, but I'm practically yours forever, because
you're to be kissed.
Move over, darling.
How can I?
My heart, and now that I'm no longer free, make love to me.
You sigh, has me waving my conscience goodbye.
You can call me a fickle thing, but I'm practically yours forever, because I yearn to be kissed.
You see is real. Who am I to blame you for doubting what you feel? I was always reaching. You were just a girl. I knew I took for granted the friend I have in you. I was living for
Now all is said and done. The search has come full circle. Our destinies are one. So
Survivor there, declaring the search is over. And before that, way back to 1964 for that one from Doris Day and Move Over Darling.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
So a week tomorrow, that's Tuesday the 30th of April, there's a charity jazz night being held at the Bardswell Social Club in Bardswell Close here in Brentwood. And the concert is featuring headline vocalist Lily Dior in aid of the Spotlight charity appeal to improve cancer treatment for people in Essex. It all kicks off at 8 p.m. Tickets are £10 in advance or £12 at the door, and you can get more information by going to the website spotlightappeal.org/upandcomingevents, or easier still, just go to our website phoenixfm.com, follow the links to local events and you'll see all the details there.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Cotfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Almost like being in love. Here's Rod Stewart and Jules Holland.
Has been, what a rare mood I'm in. Why, it's almost like being in love. There's a smile on my face for the old human race. Why, it's almost, almost like being in love. All the music of life seems to be like a bell that is ringing for me, just me. And from the way that I feel when that bell starts to peal, I would swear I was falling. I would swear I was falling. Yeah, it's almost like being in love. Take it away. It's almost
Phoenix FM.
Every Monday, 8 till 10 p.m., tune into my show, Turn It Up with Vixter, playing you the latest in electronic music, with updates on gigs, live DJ sets, new releases, and my track of the week. Turn It Up with Vixter, every Monday, 8 till 10 p.m., on Phoenix 98 FM.
The directors and management at Brentwood Town Football Club wish to offer you an invitation. Come and join us at the Arena Brentwood and support your local team. We're your local community club and a warm, friendly welcome awaits you. Brentwood Town are looking to mount a serious push for promotion this season. Admission is only £10 for adults and accompanied children under 16 are free. Entrance is just £5 for concessions and students, and unaccompanied under 16s can get in for only £3. So join us and be part of our journey.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can-Do if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out, with two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. Book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
The music sounds best on Phoenix FM. Music Radio.
very different version of Stuck in the Middle, which was originally done by Steeler's Wheel. That was the Jeff Healey Band. And here come the 3 Degrees. The 3 Degrees and My Simple Heart just about wraps it up for me, Scott Ross, and today's 1-2-3 show. All being well, I'll see you at the same time tomorrow, but stick around now for Joe Bailey, who on behalf of St Francis Hospice will be aiming to see you safely home this afternoon. And don't ever forget that as you get older, it's the things you didn't do that you'll regret. And we'll go back in time now with Huey Lewis, but from me, bye-bye.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM. News.